Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Which leads to today's Hey, I Was Wondering question about Dua Lipa from Jenny. Remember, we take your texts at 60123. Violetta will take your Hey, I Was Wondering texts, put them in the Hey, I Was Wondering folder. Mm-hmm. We now have a folder. We used to have a bag. And then we yank one out each day. And if your Hey, I Was Wondering is used, you get one of those Eric in the Morning prize packs, which I believe involves some kind of new metal mug.
Yes, there's a new, like, camper-style mug.
Yeah, so, if you know, it'll be perfect for your camper.
Well, it's supposed
to... You gotta get a camper once you get the mug, though. We send you the mug, then you gotta go buy a camper.
Yeah, there it is.
The actual sound of the...
There it is. There's your mm-hmm. Eric in the Morning metal mug.
Don't microwave it.
Good tip.
Good plan.
Hey, I was wondering, says Jenny, is Captain Hollywood going to set up a meeting with Dua Lipa on the morning show? Been waiting for that. I feel like we need this to happen. LOLOLOLOL.
Whoa.
Jenny.
Wow.
Has anybody heard any updates on Dua Lipa joining the show? I know Captain Hollywood took it upon himself to say, you know, I'm a big shot. I'm from L.A. I know everybody.
Yeah.
I used to party with Snoop.
Exactly.
So I got the hookup. He's like, one phone call, Dua Lipa's going to be staying at your house for the weekend.
For
and
sure.
I haven't heard anything since then.
No, I think that the higher-ups like Captain Hollywood are working on that.
Okay.
But I do like how it was asking, set up a meeting with
Dua Lipa.
Yeah,
we're going to have a meeting.
Right. Zoom meeting.
Yeah. No, we're having it in person.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have it at Panera.
Yeah.
Me and Dua Lipa, we're going to meet at Panera.
Right.
And we're going to podcast the whole thing because, you know, Captain Hollywood's huge on the podcast.
Oh, man,
everyone
it's the
is.
The future.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to podcast the whole thing. So hopefully that comes together. That'd
yeah.
be nice. I know Whip was trying to get John Stewart
yeah.
to join us.
Oh,
again.
Love him.
He's great.
He's
yeah.
so funny
He's
and
great.
Smart.
How's that going to work?
That's still in the works.
Okay.
Who should yeah. I work on?
George Clooney. Oh. Remember, that came up yesterday on the show.
Okay. Yeah.
Somebody was saying, hey, George Clooney, that would be the ideal guest that we've never had. We've had virtually everybody on this show.
I think Swanee already said he's got a hookup with Clooney. So,
oh, wow. Good
yeah.
for that. Good for him.
That's, do you have anyone else you want more
no, that's
reasonable?
That's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah, just John Stewart, George Clooney, and Dua Lipa.
Well, one more. I'm yeah. going to throw this out there to the listeners because, again, the person who flew off the overpass in Milwaukee, the pickup
yes,
truck driver.
Yes,
yeah,
you're right.
It's still no name on that person as of yesterday, as far as I could find. So if anybody knows that person,
this
please
is a
give
true
us
story.
A call. Yeah.
If you can get that person, like Whip or any of you folks or Violetta or Swanee, if that person, whoever was in that car, that van, that truck that went off the overpass in Milwaukee, you saw mm-hmm. that video yesterday.
That's unbelievable.
If he or she is on hold and Clooney's on the other line, I'm saying, cancel Clooney. I'm going to the person from Milwaukee.
You'll find Clooney anywhere.
I right. think Clooney would be okay with that. He'd want to listen to that story.
Yeah, he might sure. say, leave me on hold. I just want to hear this.
Yeah.
Our daily intention, our daily affirmation. It's dark out. It's cold. You find yourself in a little warm corner of your house. Close your eyes, clear your mind, and set the tone of your day, and you say, I will accomplish all my tasks today. Except that one, there's no way that's happening. I'm not going to, we're not getting to that. So just cross that one right off. You know what I love about this?
Mm.
There are more calls coming in now than when we give away money.
It is true.
It is
so true.
Which proves there are a lot of things we just don't want to do.
Totally.
All right, here we go. You ready? You will accomplish all your tasks today, Bill, except that one.
I'm not going to clean up the dog poop in the yard.
Not going to clean up the dog poop. Mm-mm. Everything else, that's just going to lay out there.
Too
it's too cold.
Cold.
There's too much snow. I will accomplish my tasks today, except one, Kevin.
I'm not going to be going to the gym.
Not going to the gym. Ain't going to happen. Probably should. Won't do it. Jane, what's not going to happen?
I'm not going to get my Christmas stuff put away.
Wow, you are really delaying it.
Oh.
I know.
You are really holding off on February 10th. Yeah.
I know.
Even on February 10th, Jane is telling herself, not going to happen, Santa.
Not today.
All right. Okay. You will accomplish all your tasks today, except what, Mary?
Folding those towels. The clean laundry stays in the hamper way too long.
Oh, yeah, folding towels. I kind of like folding towels. There's a geometric satisfaction to it.
Yeah.
When you stack them all up. John, you're going to accomplish all your tasks except that one.
Put the mailbox back up that the plow driver knocked over.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
You know, they say the mail carriers aren't really getting around much now anyway. That's a big issue. Have you read about that?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Plus, only mail you get is bills.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Yeah. And at number three, Shelly's got all her tasks covered except that one.
finishing writing my dissertation chapter.
Not going to happen.
Wow, that sounds intense.
No writing of dissertation chapter. Number two, you will get everything accomplished today except that one thing, Lauren.
That thing my husband wants me to do him at bedtime.
Not going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Ain't going to happen.
Oh, my God.
Read him a story.
Come on, it's just so- that one thing. Mm-mm, can't do it. Had a lot go on today. Way too tired. And finally, in at number one, Debbie will accomplish everything except what? Hi, Debbie.
Calling to schedule my colonoscopy.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, I just signed my mom up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, can you handle Debbie's? Debbie, you want Violetta to schedule it for you?
I can't.
Not really.
You know what? She can schedule it, and she'll go with you.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to have somebody drive you home, so Violetta can do
that. Oh, I gotta do the endoscopy, too. So.
Oh, well, get them both, coming in from both sides.
Oh, wow.
A lot of fun. I've had both of them. They are a blast.
Oh, it sounds great.
I woke up, I had a Hawaiian shirt on, backwards. I don't know what happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah. 312-233-1019. This is such a random person to be told you look like.
Really?
Yeah, just it made me laugh. And only Chicagoans know this one.
Okay.
And only, like, some Chicagoans know.
Okay.
But it is so, I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for. Scott, you're often told you look like...
Chewy Garcia.
Okay. Well, you know, Scott, I'd love to see you, but I feel like that's not a very unusual, like, I could picture a person looking
like
Chewy, right?
Do you get it all the time, Scott?
Just occasionally.
When the mustache is extra thick?
No, not really, and I don't see the resemblance at all, but other people do.
People are walking up to your restaurants going, Chewy! Of course, I believe 10-time mayoral candidate and still out there grinding.
Perennial mayoral candidate, you're
Chewy
right.
Chewy Garcia. All right, 312-233-1019. Rachel.
Yes, I get told that my daughter, whom I carried for 9 months, looks like my sister.
All right, so that actually bothers you more than it probably bothers your daughter or your sister.
That's 100%.
Uh-huh. Do you see the resemblance of your daughter to your sister?
I mean, we do carry the same traits as my mom and my grandma.
Uh-huh.
But it's still my kid. I birthed that 10-pound baby, not her.
It would look worse or be worse if your daughter looked like your sister's husband. Like, you know, the guy. Then he has a lot of explaining to do.
Right. This one's pretty clear-cut.
You often get told you look like who, Eric?
I used to get told I looked like Bud Bundy.
Bud Bundy.
Oh, okay.
Bud Bundy.
That's interesting.
A David Faustino.
Look at that, whipping out the David Faustino.
There you go.
Yeah.
Would you sit on the couch like that, too?
No, that's the dad.
Al Bundy.
Oh.
Al Bundy. Bud is the kid.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know who Bud Bundy is.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, David Faustino.
Applegate, I know.
Yeah, she was...
Christine Applegate.
Yeah, Christine
Kelly Bundy.
Kelly Bundy.
Oh, man, she was something.
Yes, she was.
Married with Children was the show.
That's right. That's right.
Buckingham Fountain.
You often get told you look like who, Linda?
Chandler's dad from Friends.
When Chandler's dad became a woman, that looks like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was younger, I was told I looked like Kathleen Turner, so I suppose that's the way life goes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the show, Chandler's dad became a woman.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was a source of much comedy for Chandler.
I must have missed that.
Yeah. Look up Chandler's dad. You get a good idea what Linda looks like.
But it was a guy actor?
Yeah, it was a male actor.
Was it Elliot Gould?
No, that was Ross and what's-her-face's? Okay. Monica's dad.
Never mind. I'm all over the place.
Look up Chandler's dad. It will all make sense to you.
Okay.
All right, you can see what Linda looks like.
Charles Bing.
There you go. Charles Bing.
Oh, it is Kathleen Turner.
There you go.
Get it.
There you go. Hi there, Justin. You often get told you look like.
I was told I look like fat Matt Damon.
Fat Matt Damon.
You know, if Matt Damon was a fat guy, that's you.
Do you like that compliment?
No. So we were, my younger siblings went to U of I and we were down there visiting them, me and a friend of mine and my now wife. And my buddy was over talking to a couple guys they'd never seen before. And one of them walked over and he was like, hey, man, like, no, you look really good. And I was like, thanks. He says, you look a lot like a fat Matt Damon. And I was like, what the heck? And I looked over at my friend, and he was about on the floor laughing, and he had paid the guy $10 to come over and say
it. Yeah, you do. Right. You look a lot like him.
Yeah.
If Matt Damon really let himself go,
yeah,
That's you. You all set to go?
Yes.
Trending on Twitter?
Yes.
Let's find out what's happening. Top three things. Here's Violetta with number three.
So people are using their phone's autofill to find answers to what my Valentine's Day will bring. So you're supposed to type in my Valentine's Day will bring into just like a text and then just keep using the autofill to fill it out. And people are just enjoying typing those out.
Really? Like what kind of things do you get?
Well, when I did it, it comes out to my Valentine's Day will bring you home to get me some things.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if other people's comes out funnier.
Maybe get like a pony or something on there. That would be good.
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Rebecca Black is dropping a remix of her viral hit song, Friday. So you do remember it, right?
Oh, no.
It's the 10th anniversary of her original song's release. And we have a little clip of the original and the new one if you want to hear that.
No.
No?
No, I'm just...
Oh, my gosh. She made it even worse.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I didn't think you could make it worse, but she did.
Oh, okay. Cool.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
I'm sorry for that one. BTS is teaming up with MTV for their own Unplugged special. Fans can see that on February 23rd at 9 p.m. That is coming out days after their reimagined album is also coming out.
Oh, more BTS, yep. Whip. Good for you.
Yeah.
Got a thing. Anybody listening who has one? I got a thing for Dua Lipa. It's true. I just do. It'll pass. Some things do, some don't. Like I saw a video on YouTube the other day from Conan O'Brien. By the way, Conan's show, not very good. Conan behind the scenes, his videos in the office, hilarious.
Yeah. Really?
And Conan decided to get in and on the Secret Santa thing at the office, and he got some, you know, one of his employees, one of his workers.
Yeah.
And so when she was out, so he went to her desk, and she had, like, pictures of John Hamm up everywhere.
Oh, that's a good one.
So she had a thing for John Hamm, so then he pulled her on the show. She didn't know he was the Secret Santa, and he presented her with a framed picture, signed picture of John, or just a framed picture of John Hamm.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wait, this needs to be signed. And he called John Hamm out.
Oh, that's my awesome. God.
That's great.
That's like a dream come true.
Yeah. I mean, I could have a thing for John Hamm. I'll tell you the truth.
Hang on, Jane. Hang on, Tom. Hang on, Julia. Anybody listening who has a thing, who's your thing, Whip?
So I have two. One I've previously... One I've previously said, but I'll go with a new one then.
Okay, who's your new thing?
Katie Thurston.
Who's that?
Don't know who that thing is. I don't even know her.
Just got kicked off The Bachelor. She was kind of nasty. She didn't get along with the other women.
You like the nasty girl.
Well, I mean, she wasn't. Nasty's the wrong word.
You like the mean, dirty girl.
Yeah, nasty's the wrong word, but she was a little bit of sharp-tongued. She didn't get along with the other women very well.
Give me while we're going through this, see if you can find me a clip of Katie. Let's go there.
She was the one who said, well, thank you for your feedback. When they would tell her how much of a bitch she is.
Violetta, who's your thing?
Oh, my gosh. My thing's been going on for a long time. Apollo Anton Ono.
Oh, wow. That's a random thing.
I, like, just always was obsessed with him. Like, back in school, I used to cut him out and put him in my locker.
The former speed skater, Apollo Anton Ono.
Yeah, that little goatee.
Funny you should say that, Violetta, because here he is right now. Welcome.
What are the odds? Wow. Julia, who's your thing?
Hi, Juliana. So I asked if I could have more than one. He said no.
So you're breaking the rules.
I'm going with David Beckham.
David Beckham is your thing.
Bend it like Beckham.
David Beckham. You like the lean, muscular body with all the tattoos.
Well, yeah, you got to have a little bad boy in you.
There you go. Just like Whip's got a little bad girl.
Sharp tongue.
Katie Thurston.
I didn't know her last name till right now, by the way. I had to Google it.
Looking it up.
Yeah.
Tom, who's your thing?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Those eyes, right?
Megan Fox.
Oh, yeah. Really? Machine Gun Kelly? Really? Really?
Yeah, Machine Gun Kelly. I don't get it either. Makes no sense to me.
He'll mess up. He'll screw up.
You seen the picture of Megan Fox with Machine Gun Kelly?
Just
doesn't fit. She'd fit better with Tom.
Huh.
Right there. And finally, hey, Jane, who's your thing?
Major thing for Dave Grohl.
Oh, that was Whip's third choice.
Totally.
A major
really?
Thing for,
oh, I got a thing for him, from way back.
Yeah. You two will have to fight over Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Formerly
he's so cool.
He's
the best.
Isn't he?
Can't beat him.
Yeah, we need a concert with Dave Grohl. Like I said, a big Karwowski. Every single person in Chicago, young, old, man, woman, is experiencing this, and it's top of mind with all of us. We're freezing our asses off here.
Yeah, we are.
And it's supposed to go on for 2 weeks, and it's record-setting cold. Hasn't been like this for 60 years. And we're giving away air fryers? we should be going somewhere warm. And then, you know, I got called into a meeting. And everybody wanted to, you know, say their piece. And I said, fine. Have it your way. Ugh. Ignore what everybody's experiencing, your entire audience. Ignore it. Fine. Cool with me. I'm an idiot. And I walked out.
Yeah? Did you cry a little?
No. Like 10 minutes later, Big Karwowski stuck his head and goes, hey, can you come back in the conference room? And the next thing we know, we're going, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What?
We are sending you folks. Big Karwowski, welcome to the studio.
Yes, thank you. It's good to be
so
here.
What has transpired?
Well, after a lot of red faces, tail between the legs.
Uh-huh.
Mostly because you got us out of the joke writing room for the air fryers.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. I did get you out of there.
A little more upset about that. Yeah. We are going to be sending somebody to South Beach.
What?
Come
You're
on
going
now.
To South Beach.
Yes!
You're going to South Beach.
Like I said yesterday.
Down to Miami to South Beach.
Like I said yesterday, we've put together a lot larger in a smaller amount of time, and we put together, I think, what is... pretty cool trip.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Wow, that's so exciting.
I couldn't be more pleased with the response because, well, all of you that are hearing my voice now, I'm guessing you're a little chilled and a little escape to South Beach. Doesn't sound all bad.
No, we need something to look forward to,
so,
the warm.
Specifically, what are we talking about, Big Karwowski?
Send you to South Beach, but we're going to send you to a South Beach landmark.
Okay.
Set on 20 acres of oceanfront property.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes. The Fountain Bleu, Miami Beach.
You're going to stay at Fountain Bleu.
Yes.
On South Beach.
Yep. So a three-night getaway.
Okay. Mm.
Just enough to, you know.
Recharge.
Blow the stink off. Yeah.
Blow the stink off. Yeah, that's our goal around here. Blow the stink off.
But we'll give you a year's time to give to take this thing. So there's plenty of room. So there's if somebody wants to go next weekend. Well, we have to get through this this week first.
Yeah, cool by us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No pun intended.
But then, you know, if you want to let some time go by, you have the luxury of executing this within the next year.
Here's how it's going to work. It's a little something we call South Beach at 6:30. Okay?
Okay.
South Beach at 6:30. So starting tomorrow, going for the remainder of this week, Thursday and Friday, and all next week, listen each day, South Beach at 6:30 at 6:30. To find out how we're going to qualify you that morning.
Okay.
Every day we will have a qualifier. At the conclusion, a week from this Friday, as the cold snap continues, from all the qualifiers, we will draw one name, and you will be on your way to South Beach in Miami.
That's so cool.
Staying at the Fountain Bleu in Miami. Mm. All right. So it gets underway, South Beach at 6:30. Welcome to Miami. Tomorrow morning at 6:30, make sure you're listening to find out how you're going to qualify tomorrow and Friday, and then next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
They have like five different restaurants, a spa, cabanas. The rooms look amazing.
Club Live is the...
You got Club Live there.
Yeah, which I hear is fantastic.
Club Live, you got like four pools. You're not going to go wrong at Fountain Bleu.
And just for playing, we'll set you up with an Amazon Echo Dot.
All right, everybody who qualifies gets an Amazon Echo Dot.
So everybody wins.
Very nice. South Beach at 6:30 gets underway tomorrow morning at 6:30. Whip, what will the temperature be tomorrow morning at 6:30, roughly?
Well, let's just say 8.
Yeah, probably 8 here.
Yeah, if we're lucky.
In Miami, it's probably 85. And you'll get yourself qualified tomorrow, Friday, and all next week. Squeaky wheel... Got oil, South Beach at 6:30 is born.
And Big Karwowski, would you say that Eric is the loudest of squeaky wheels?
Hashtag thorn inside. All right, thank you, Big Karwowski.
You're welcome.
Well done.
Yep.
Kick ass. Loving
All right,
it.
Yeah.
Loving it. Everybody's happy. I feel great.
It's awesome.
Zumping. And coronavirus, the pandemic, and dating collide. It's a whole new dating slang. Zumping, if you've experienced it, is what, Kristen?
It's getting dumped on Zoom.
That is exactly right.
Mm.
You've experienced a zumping. You've been dumped on Zoom. Why are you enjoying that so much, Violetta?
That's not what I thought.
You're thinking something awful. Yeah. You haven't experienced that, have you, Kristen?
No, I have not.
Yeah, something.
But it does sound like something else.
It's a whole new slang.
Babbel has released a list of new pandemic-specific lingo and slang to help better navigate the dating world. Zumping is getting dumped over a Zoom call. That's brutal. Singles may also be feeling frustrated by being corona-zoned or lock-blocked. Corona-zone, that refers to when a physical relationship with someone is put off because one or both people don't want to catch or spread the virus.
Oh, yeah, that sounds smart.
So you've been corona-zoned in your relationship. Lock-blocking. You have any idea what that is?
Lock-blocking. Lock-blocking.
Alternatively, refers to canceling or rescheduling a date if lockdown rules and restrictions ruin plans for a date. You've been lock-blocked.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Meanwhile, many people are experiencing FODA. You've heard of FOMO?
Yeah.
You're missing out. Do you know what FODA is?
How do you spell FODA?
F-O-D-A. FODA.
Fear of doing anything.
That's close. Very good, Whip.
That's all I got.
That's all I got, too.
Thanks for the effort. Fear of dating again.
Okay.
Is FODA. Many people say they are experiencing FODA now, getting back out and actually dating once again under normal circumstances. Some people have a quarantine bay or in a quarantine ship. Quarantine ship as opposed to relationship. Let's get back to zumping. Getting dumped over a Zoom call, which sounds terrible. But who's been dumped worse than that?
Oh.
312-233-1019. You know how they say you should never dump somebody over text, right?
Sure.
In theory, but I think a lot of people do anyway.
It's just so convenient.
Yeah.
I also think you shouldn't really be dumping over Zoom.
Probably not, but, you know, again, convenience factor.
That's what it's really all about.
Screw
the feelings. How about the convenience factor?
You look right in their eyes. It's almost in person.
I guess.
Yeah.
Coronavirus pandemic inspires new dating slang. Sorry. Corona zone. Lock blocking. FODA. Quarantine ship. Zumping. Getting dumped over a Zoom call. That sounds like heaven compared to the way you got dumped.
Oh, no.
312-233-1019. Hi there, David.
Hi, Eric. How you doing?
Great. How did it happen?
So I was dating this girl, and I was having my birthday party at this bar. I invited a bunch of my friends, and when I got to the party, she was with one of my other friends at the time and said, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm leaving you for him. Right on the spot.
At your birthday party?
At my birthday party.
What?
Oh, my God.
With your friend?
Yeah. With a friend, yes, who I thought was a good friend, I guess.
Ooh, she's horrible.
That kind of ruins the rest of the party.
Yeah, basically, I didn't want them there anymore, so, yeah.
Right, that's when you have to gather up other friends and create a confrontation.
Yeah.
Somebody is leaving, and it's not going to be me.
Mm-mm.
All right, wow. How are you dumped there, Angel?
On Christmas Day, after being with my family all day.
On Christmas Day?
Yep.
All right, so you're with your family all day. You go home or go to...
Oh, he was with me. Oh, he was with me.
Okay.
Oh, the whole day.
Gift giving, the opening of gifts, a lot of love in the room. And then how did he drop that bomb?
He met another woman, and he actually got her pregnant. So.
That'll do it.
He met her and already got her pregnant.
You know what? Suddenly zumping doesn't sound all that bad to me anymore.
Oh,
yikes.
My God.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Very interesting people on hold.
All the dull people.
New Mexico man named one of the dullest people in the world. I'm trying to compete with him. Haven't quite gotten there, but I'm right on his heels.
Yeah.
Whip as well. Violetta walks around in a bathrobe. What makes you dull? And Violetta, here's what's going to happen.
Okay.
We're going to go through all these people. And I want you to imagine, as each one of them tells you what makes them dull, that they've invited you over to their house to participate with them.
Okay.
All right, you have to pick the one that you would least like to do.
Okay, that I would least like.
The one that you would be like, I can't make it. I've got an appointment to get paper cuts on my eyeballs, and I cannot cancel it.
Oh, gross.
I can't cancel it. I'd love to, but I have to do this.
How did you think of that?
I don't know. Just hit me.
Yeah, could you have chosen something else?
Sorry.
You're getting them all twisted over there.
I have an appointment to have each of my fingernails pulled out with pliers.
Hey, yo.
Better.
And I just can't. I can't miss. You know how hard those appointments are to get? 312-233-1019. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hi. What makes you the dullest person listening right now?
I knit while watching the PBS show Antiques Roadshow, where they appraise people's antiques.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But now I'm out of episodes. I've watched all the Antiques Roadshow there is to watch, so I'm on to the new show called Repair Shop, where it's British people in a cottage repairing the antiques. So now I'm knitting while watching a butter churn be repaired.
Wow.
That's insane.
I'm bored during the story.
No. Antiques Roadshow is actually very exciting.
Wow. And what do you knit? Or do you just keep knitting and just keeps going? It's not really anything.
Usually blankets.
All right. I'm knitting blankets while watching British repair shows. Hold on. Hey, John, what makes you boring?
Well, when I flip through the TVs, I will always stop and watch the reruns of the Johnsonville Cornhole Championships that ran back in June and July of last year.
June and July, the Johnsonville brought Cornhole Championship reruns. Well, you know, you got to fill your afternoon somehow.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Hi, Junior.
Hi.
What makes you boring?
I do puzzles nonstop when I'm home. I've always got a puzzle out on the table. Usually the bigger the better.
That's always the motto around here. And what do you find is the most difficult puzzle count? 500 piece, 200 piece, 1,000?
I don't do anything smaller than 1,000, but my largest is 40,000 pieces.
Wow!
You're a hero. How long does it take a guy to put together a 40,000 piece puzzle?
Well, I'm just starting it now, and I need 10 sheets of plywood to do it, and then I'm going to put it in the driveway to put it all together. I'm figuring most of the year.
Wow.
Okay, you are so dull, you're fascinating.
Wow. You know what? You should put a camera on yourself of you doing it. People will watch.
I
feel like you're going to lose a couple pieces.
And can you imagine how bad that
would
be?
No, I can't even.
You're missing like 12 pieces of your 40,000.
Or just one would be even worse.
Yeah,
Swanee wants that guy to do a podcast.
It could be like, you know, you continue to watch his progress.
And he's probably got strategies. Like what color he does first, the edge.
It's funny.
Hold on, Junior. We're going to get your address. Whip's going to come over and help.
Well, the funny thing is, he got me with the 40,000, but I was going to say, I actually did a puzzle last weekend that was of pictures of old baseball cards.
Oh, see?
So I combined him and me, but he's got me by a mile on the 40,000.
You guys are an unstoppable team.
I think I made a friend.
Ooh. You're making fun of me watching flight videos. Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
What makes you boring?
So I actually own a quilt shop and make a lot of quilts. That is
you
my
own a
job.
Quilt shop? How do you live?
Are you on OnlyFans too?
How do you make enough money owning a quilt shop to justify owning a quilt shop?
We make a lot of money. We actually sell supplies and stuff and then make quilts.
There you go. You tell him.
I had no idea. I had no idea that the quilt shop business was so lucrative.
It is, and it's happening right now. Everyone's home with nothing else to do, so they're making quilts.
Yeah.
So you're telling me somewhere there are people going, got a couple hours this afternoon free. Hey, Julie, you want to run down to the quilt shop with me? People do that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Where is your quilt shop? I want to promote it. Where is it?
It's in Fox River Grove.
Okay, and what's it called?
Peaceful Gathering Quilt Shop.
There you go.
Peaceful Gathering.
Who could resist that?
Anybody in the market for a quilt, I want you to go there. Hold on, Katie. Hang on. All right, those are your finalists.
Okay.
Who's the dullest?
Okay.
And by the way, you're all on hold now, and I want you to know something. You're all dull champions to me. You all.
And you're all fascinating to whip.
That's true.
Knit watching British antique shows, the Cornhole Championships Johnsonville Brats from 2019. I work on 40,000 piece puzzles in my driveway, or I own a quilt shop in Fox River Grove.
Okay.
Now remember, each of these people has invited you over to participate in their experience.
Right.
Which one would dull you the most?
I think I would have fun actually doing a majority of those things other than the Cornhole Johnsonville watching.
There you go.
Because I do puzzles now.
Hang on, Junior. Hang on, Katie. Hang on, I want to talk to both of you real quickly. But John.
Yo.
Congratulations. You're the dullest. It has to feel great.
Well, it does. And my wife kind of agrees the same way.
That's great. What should we talk about on Tidbit Wednesday, right here on The Mix? See, I'm going to update you on a lot of different people, just like like Mark Cuban there a second ago.
Okay, cool.
For Tidbit Wednesday. Stories we haven't had a chance to get to. A McDonald's is offering free fries every Friday through June.
Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Get it? Just like we have Friday around here.
Yeah,
where you win an air fryer. Because love is in the air. Fryer. Between 6 and 9 Friday.
Gets better every time you tell it.
Hey, what's your favorite TV show, Whip?
My favorite TV show is The Bachelor.
Nope. What's your favorite TV show, Violetta?
Judge Judy?
Nope. What do both of you like to talk about?
Bridgerton?
How about Schitt's Creek?
Oh, oh my God. Yeah. How could we forget?
I don't know. The Schitt's Creek Mansion in Toronto is selling for $15 million.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that.
You can get that now. You can get this as well. You probably saw the story. Alex Trebek's family and Jeopardy are donating the late host's wardrobe to men in need. That's nice. You can get Alex Trebek's suit.
They're going to look really good.
Look really nice. The Daily Mail says Sandra Bullock is going to star with Brad Pitt in a new movie called Bullet Train. Mm. It's their first film ever together, even though they've been friends for over 30 years.
I can't see them together on screen.
Yeah. I don't know if they're doing love interest. They probably are.
Okay.
That's
I'm guessing.
Weird.
Bullet Train. Sounds good. Ellen DeGeneres is reportedly worried about Kelly Clarkson's growing talk show ratings. I like Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to watch that show. It's just not very good. I can't believe that so many people love it.
Maybe it's just, it's comforting.
Her hominess, maybe.
Yeah, it just feels like your friend. You're hanging out in the living room, and she happens to have, Jay-Z in the seat or whatever.
Reportedly, Ellen is annoyed to no end to see Kelly so high in the ratings. She figures Kelly's been social climbing and knifing her in the back for months.
What? Come on, Ellen. Take the high road. Come on.
Well, she has. Those are sources behind the scenes saying that.
Come on, sources.
Jennifer Aniston is reportedly helping Jason Sudeikis with the breakup with Olivia Wilde. Jason and Jennifer have been friends for many, many years. What was the movie they did together? The Millers?
We're the Millers.
That's a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Mm. He's having a hard time. What do you mean,
I mean, can guys and girls really be friends like that? Like, what's happening there?
Yes. Mm. I actually believe that with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's not to say that it hasn't entered either one of their minds, but, it doesn't mean they're...
Yeah, I mean, it's Hollywood. They've probably done it, let's just be honest. But at the same time, they can still just be normal.
Okay. there's a real spark between them, and reportedly Jen has been his first call all about the Olivia and Harry relationship. It's driving him crazy. Of course, he's the former partner of Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
They have kids together.
No, I feel bad for him.
We have an update. The Gorilla Glue Girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel bad for her.
Yeah, she cut off her ponytail.
Oh, yeah. Is it like some plastic surgeons helping him out?
Yeah, there's a plastic surgeon come forward and said, I have a chemical that will help get the Gorilla Glue out of your hair.
Oh, that's crazy.
Tessica Brown, the woman who put Gorilla Glue in her hair, is one step closer to relief. She managed to chop off her ponytail, but she's still got painful days ahead. Says TMZ, Tessica worked on her rock hard hair for 4 hours Tuesday after work, and she needed a helping hand and some super glue remover to cut off the ponytail for a little bit of relief.
Can I ask, a rewind question on that whole story?
Why?
Yeah, because I kind of joined that late, and I know it's been... But why did she do it in the first place?
I haven't really seen too much on the why. I'm assuming it was accidental. If it was intentional, well, then that's on her. And I heard something. She's planning on suing Gorilla Girl or Gorilla Glue, and I hope that isn't the case.
No.
It's not their fault.
No.
Oh, they make glue.
Yeah.
And they came out and said, not safe for hair.
Okay. They had to after some knucklehead decided to try this.
I also don't eat this and don't stick it in your eyes.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or anywhere.
Right. Yeah. I told you, speaking of sticking it, he didn't stick it in his eye. He stuck it on his forehead. Lil Uzi Vert's pink diamond in his forehead. The jeweler says the piercing is as safe as any other piercing. And people are buzz about the debut of the new facial piercing. Rolling Stone got in contact with the New York-based jewelers responsible for the implant to clear things up. He's since played up to fans' fears, claiming he could die from removing the implant. Okay. All right, little Uzi Vert. Mm-hmm. It's as safe as any other piercing, said Simon Babaev. As long as you maintain it well and have good upkeep, it's perfectly fine. We made sure that prior to getting anything done that Uzi brought someone to consult on everything. His brother Uzi. We didn't just do this randomly. Yeah, you kind of did.
It's totally random.
Kind of did. You know what's coming up this weekend?
What?
Hello?
Oh yeah, Valentine's Day.
See, you didn't even try to think of it. You just went, but.
Well, I thought you were just asking me a question.
Yep.
With the answer.
A couple of quick Valentine's Day notes for you.
Oh, yes.
There's a company that's offering free wine to not text your ex this Valentine's Day.
Do people text their ex on Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah, I would think so.
Mm. Oh.
Yep. Movo Wine and Wine Spritzers are making this available. You can go onto their website to find out more. Not text your ex on Valentine's Day. Mm. And then finally, with Valentine's Day approaching, a Toronto woman has created a dating app that does not allow you to see your match before you chat. You don't get to see what they look like. Mm. It's the back to that, let's connect as human beings with the common interests as opposed to, boy, you're hot. How about sending me a naked picture?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's the whole idea. She created Heartcade because she was tired of getting ghosted. The website matches people using an algorithm and has them chat for 48 hours before any photos can be revealed.
Mm.
Something you'd sign up for, Whip?
Oh, why not? Sure.
How about you, Violetta?
Yeah.
No, there's no way. No, you need the pictures. Three things trending on Twitter. Violetta is ready to roll at number three.
The world's second oldest person survives coronavirus at the age of 116.
Wow.
The French nun is now looking forward to her birthday tomorrow.
My God.
Can you believe all that?
Wow. 116?
Yeah. 116 years.
116. She lived to be 116.
I know. She's about to turn 117.
Throw it on there.
Trending on Twitter number two.
TikTok is the home of lip singing videos and dance challenges, but it also has now become a way for Gen Zers to express their hostility towards millennials. Can you believe it? People don't like millennials?
I can believe it.
Millennials are the old people.
But now just watch out. The boomers are also attached onto that. So it's just Gen Zers expressing themselves and I guess their hatred towards the rest of us.
A lot of love.
Lot of love. So since 2018, the release of the app here in the U.S., it has been downloaded 2 billion times. And it's the most downloaded entertainment app of 2020.
Wow. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Mary J. Blige, Tina Turner, Jay-Z, LL Cool J, The Foo Fighters, and Carole King are among the stars that are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Who are they again? Run them down again for me.
Mary J. Blige.
Got it.
Tina Turner.
Okay.
Jay-Z.
Heard of him.
LL Cool J.
Don't know who that is.
The Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh.
And Carole King.
A pretty good lineup,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Boy, and all, like, every genre is covered in that, right?
That's true.
Pretty much.
They do that. Well, I'm surprised a couple of them are not in already. Foo Fighters, I think it's their first year of eligibility because 25 years from your first release. Some of the other ones, though, I'm surprised aren't already in there.
Yeah, you know, we rolled some Foo Fighters a little bit earlier this morning when the woman called and said, you know what, I got a weird kind of creepy thing for Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
I get that.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.